For just the fourth time in U.S. history, lawmakers are holding public hearings to debate the possible impeachment of an American president. The U.S. Constitution describes impeachment as a way for lawmakers in the House of Representatives to charge a government official with a crime. If they do, lawmakers in the Senate hold a trial to decide whether to remove the official from office. Since 1788, when the Constitution was adopted, only three other U.S. presidents faced impeachment. None has been removed from office. Official public hearings will begin Wednesday. Witnesses already have testified to several committees in closed-door hearings. They said they were concerned the president withheld congressional-approved military aid to Ukraine in exchange for information on his political opponent, Joe Biden. The president and his government deny wrongdoing and have not agreed to requests for documents and witness interviews. Around the country, schools are using the impeachment investigation as a teachable moment for students. At a rural North Carolina high school, the 15 and 16-year-olds in Adrian Albright's civics class had done their homework. They had read about impeachment in news stories. Now it was time to decide, should President Donald Trump be impeached? Students pulled their chairs across the room. The three who supported impeachment sat on one side. The 15 students who opposed it sat on the other. The 10 undecided students were in the middle. Your job is to try to persuade your classmates in here to come to your side, to your understanding, Albright told the teenagers at Chatham Central High School. Albright asked students to make their arguments using the news stories they had read. They could change sides, and the undecideds were urged to choose one. Overall, the discussion went well. Albright said, the anti-impeachment side gained three more students. One student joined her pro-impeachment classmates, and six students remained undecided. Their mock votes show the political divisions across the country. Voters in the area around the school mostly supported Trump in the 2016 election. Another area nearby voted for his opponent, Hillary Clinton. And many Americans and lawmakers already have strong opinions about the president and are unlikely to change their beliefs. In another area of the country, St. Paul, Minnesota, Mark Westfall teaches at the Capitol Hill Gifted and Talented School. The school is located in an extremely liberal area, he said. Most of his students support Trump's impeachment and removal from office. In September, Westfall put together a three-day impeachment lesson for the 12 and 13-year-olds in his American Studies class. He required his students to differentiate between what they believe and what they know about the president's actions. They were quick to argue that he has done so many illegal things, Westfall said. But when I asked them to describe the things he has done and how those things violated the law, they slowed down a little. Westfall often brings current events into his lesson plans. He said his class discusses how emotion and partisanship can dictate or control people's views. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.